The lame duck Congress reconvenes next week. Supporters of stalled intelligence reform hope to finally push that legislation through. When lawmakers last met 2 weeks ago, two powerful Republican committee chairmen prevented the House of Representatives from voting on the bill. NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellna joins me now. David, remind us where this bill stood 2 weeks ago.
Well, Jennifer, we left it in quite a quandary, actually. As you may recall, Congress was at that point meeting in a lame duck session trying to get a giant spending bill finished before the Thanksgiving break. And at the same time, they were trying to get final approval for a compromise intelligence reform bill. And that bill had strong backing in the Senate from both Republicans and Democrats. It passed there by a vote of 96-2. And House Speaker Dennis Hassert, after earlier giving somewhat mixed signals on the bill, began urging his fellow House members to approve it as well, since President Bush had at that point already said he wanted the bill. But then things got very complicated when Hassert met behind closed doors with members of the House GOP caucus. And that's when it became clear that two chairmen of powerful committees that are affected by the reform bill were not at all happy about it. So instead of bringing the bill to the House floor for a vote, Hassert instead pulled the bill, saying he only wanted to pass legislation with a majority of his GOP majority backing it. And it was clear that a lot of House members were with the two chairmen raising objections to the bill. One of those chairmen was Duncan Hunter, who heads the Armed Services Committee. Hunter was not at all happy about the bill, calling for authority over three spy agencies that are housed in the Defense Department being shifted to a national intelligence director. And he told Fox News that this would be unacceptable.
The entity that has its lives on the line in large numbers, which is the Department of Defense in the war against terror, has got to have that responsiveness, and they have to have primacy with respect to control over these agencies, which once again are their combat support agencies, their eyes and ears. And if the Senate really said we still have that, then they shouldn't be objecting to have a chain of command, not a chain of suggestion, which is what they want to have.
Now, the other chairman who objected to the bill was James Sensenbrenner, the chair of the House Judiciary Committee. And he objected to the fact that the bill did not contain some immigration reforms and rule changes regarding driver's licenses and foreigners in this country that he wanted included. And so he, too, objected to the bill going forward.
Well, opponents seem to have had some support from Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers, but now it seems he's backing off?
Yes, Myers had sent a letter to Armed Services Chairman Hunter saying that he, too, had concerns about especially the budgetary authority being shifted to a national intelligence director. But Myers met with reporters Thursday morning. He told them that the issues that he had with this bill had been worked out. He didn't spell out quite how, but it appeared that we now had the administration at least speaking with one voice on this issue.
So does it seem that Armed Services Chairman Hunter may now be ready to pass this bill?
Not necessarily. He has not given any indication that he's backing down in his objections to this bill. And in fact, he was joined in his objections by the Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman, John Warner, who up to this point had not really publicly, at least, objected to the bill. But yesterday he said he, too, has concerns about this. So it appears that there is some very strong resistance to this. After all, the Pentagon controls about 80% of the intelligence budget. And many people in that institution are unwilling to see authority over that budget being shifted out of there.
Yet today we have President Bush saying that he wants the bill passed. In his weekly radio address today, here's what he said.
I will continue to work with the Congress to reach an agreement on this intelligence bill. I urge members of Congress to act next week so I can sign these needed reforms into law.
So with those words from the President, David, do you expect Congress to pass intelligence reform when they meet again?
Not necessarily. If you notice, the president did not ask for the House to actually vote on the bill when they reconvene on Monday. And I think he's left a little bit of room for this rebellion to continue if necessary. And maybe they won't get around to it until the 109th Congress convenes in January.
Thanks very much. NPR's congressional correspondent, David Wellna.
You're quite welcome, Jennifer.